Our first lesson this morning comes from Psalm 148, praise for God's universal glory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his host. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, you all shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded that they were created. He established them forever and ever. He fixed their bounds, which cannot be passed. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy wind fulfilling his command. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all the rulers of the earth, young men and women alike, old and young together. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven. He raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his faithful, for all the people of Israel who are close to him. Praise the Lord.
The gospel lesson this morning, according to the lectionary, is John chapter 13, verses 31 to 35. John chapter 13, verses 31 to 35. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me. And as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Jesus, just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." I also want to read a few words from the Ecclesiastes. The preacher is saying to us today, listen very carefully. I'm just going to read verse 9, 10, and 11. What has been is what will be, and what has been done is what will be done. There is nothing new under the sun. Is there a thing of which it is said, "See, this is new"? It has already been in the ages before me. The people of long ago are not remembered, not will there be any remembrance of people yet to come by those who come after them. These are the words of the Lord. Thanks be to God.